Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar. With 13 years of experience into healthcare and operation management in various fields of healthcare, today we'll be dealing with intramural factors in healthcare hospitals and healthcare planning. Intramural factors are basically factors which would affect internally from the hospital point of view in healthcare planning. Before going ahead, we should understand what exactly the hospitals are. So we should understand what exactly the introduction of the hospital is altogether. Hospitals are multifaceted institutes that play a vital role in healthcare, encompassing a wide range of services from care to cure to medical training. The term hospital has its roots in Latin word hospice, reflecting a place where guests are received, and it is evolved as a significantly establishment dedicated to medical care and treatment. This institution acts as a pillar of community health, addressing not only to the individual medical needs but also contributing to overall well-being of the population. In modern society, hospitals serve as a hub for medical advancement, fostering innovations, driving research initiatives that shape the future of healthcare. Now, understanding what exactly the different types of hospitals are there. Government hospitals. Government hospitals play a pivotal role or a pivotal institution owned and funded by the government itself. They serve as essential healthcare providers. These hospitals not only offer medical care free of charge, funded by the government resources, but also contribute significantly to medical research and training of the healthcare professionals. Examples of this renowned government undertaking institutes are Grand Medical Health College, JJ Group of Hospitals, a testament of the Maharashtra government's commitment to public health. Another notable institution is Lokmanya Tilak Medical College and Hospital at Sion, which operates under the auspice of Brihanmumbai Mahanagar Palika, or else BMC, what we commonly known as, emphasizing the government's involvement into the healthcare. There are some semi-government hospitals too. Semi-government hospitals basically are the autonomous body which has a framework of government health policy, serving as a crucial healthcare providers for unique governance of the structure. Governed by law, this hospital not only provide essential health service but also function as a state, with the state as a major shareholder, ensuring blend of public and private influence. Examples of this encompass body are BJ Medical College and Civil Hospital at Ahmedabad, which has autonomously granted by the health institution. ESIC General Hospitals spread across India, amplifying the diverse nature of semi-government health institution, contributing significantly to overall healthcare landscape. There are self-managed hospitals and nursing homes too. These self-managed hospitals and nursing homes form a diversified category to broad spectrum of the healthcare needs, from general treatment to specialized treatment. Nursing homes, inclusive of maternity homes, provide crucial medical services and are subject to mandatory registration to ensure the standard care. The registration process involves compliance with local supervising authorities, emphasizing the adherence to the quality of the healthcare. Basically, this registration involves all the aspects which government forms and government norms are all about, including fire NOC, including the statutory policies for pharmacy, pathology, as well as for inhibitions of the drugs, institution for the drugs, the insurance policies for the doctors, everything. Non-registration of this institution, which may lead to penalties such as imprisonment or fines, reflecting stringent regulation in place to ensure the well-being of the patients across Maharashtra. There is also a Bombay Nursing Act, which acts in governing this registration process across Maharashtra. Medical clinics and charitable hospitals. Medical clinics and charitable hospitals are integral components of healthcare ecosystem and addressing specific healthcare needs and emphasizing community welfare. Medical clinics operating under Clinic Establishment Act of 2010 plays a vital role in providing outpatient services, ensuring accessibility, convenience for patient. Charitable hospitals organized as a non-profit corporation rely on donations for the charitable missions and exemplifying a commitment to provide healthcare irrespective of financial consideration. An exemplary institution like Dharmashila Cancer Hospital and Research Center, which is accredited by NABH, stand as a testament for impactful role of charitable hospital in addressing the critical healthcare challenges. Corporate hospitals. Corporate hospitals represent a significant paradigm shift in healthcare, contributing to the globalization of medical service and introducing novel funding mechanism. This corporate hospital operate as a non-profit entities and such as Apollo Health Hospital, Manipal, which has revolutionized their healthcare delivery system and oftenly wide as a wide spectrum of specialized service across India. With around 80% of the patients are paying directly, though they have a insurance tie-up with all of the insurance companies across India. These hospitals provide diversified bed options catering to various economic strata as well as different locations. Additional to corporate hospitals often issue a public IPO, securing funds for smooth operation and signaling integration of the broader financial landscape. There are patient rights, including right to information about the treatment, cost, access to the medical records, further underscoring the dynamics and the corporate healthcare institution involved into these corporate hospitals. This categorization of the hospitals. Hospitals are categorized into different categories based on the bed capacity and organization structure, each serving a healthcare needs. There's a categories which are compromised into A, B and C. A compromises of 25 to 50 bed hospitals, while B categorized to 51 to 100 bed hospitals. In this case, outpatient department may be situated on the ground floor alone. For larger institutions, there is category C, which compromises of 101 to 300 beds, and D category compromising of 301 to 500 beds, with E 501 to 750. There are multiple OPDs, clinics situated across two or more floors basically. These OPDs may be surgical, orthopedic, antenatal, pediatric, which are basically located on the ground, upper or adjacent floors accordingly. This proper categorization which ensures organization's effectiveness and delivery of the healthcare service to the patients. Now, there is a concept of hospital within a healthcare service. Hospital, despite having their essential role in healthcare, are expensive to build and operate, necessitating its careful consideration in healthcare service and planning. Primary objective of the healthcare service is to provide best care to all individuals continuously, with hospital being the one facet for its comprehensive approach. Hospital, despite their essential role in healthcare, are expensive to build and operate, necessitating careful consideration. So basically, this concept of hospital within healthcare could be well understood that hospital is a part of healthcare service. As a healthcare service, has a broader aspect where there would be different services included into it. Hospitals form one part of it. Hospitals should not overshadow the importance of effective environmental preventive and domiciliary health services, which can reduce the need of hospital beds over time. While hospitals serve as the centers for medical care, they also play a vital role in education, research, public health, highlighting their diverse contribution to community well-being. Now let's understand what exactly the economics of hospital and community healthcare is all about. Hospital entitles a significant capital and operational cost, making financial sustainability crucial for their effectiveness. So initially, when capital cost and recurring operation cost, especially in inpatient service, can strain the resource of the many countries. What happens is basically hospital as such has different cost involved into it. The capital cost in for building up the infrastructure of the hospital and operation of the hospital has a significant impact on the hospital as such to sustain. So the operation cost itself sometimes is such a huge amount that it might be equal to the any smaller countries entire operational cost for running that small countries. Achieving optimal community health involves balancing hospital provisions with investment in environment, preventive and domiciliary health services. Hospitals, while central to healthcare, should not overshadow economic dividends associated with comprehensive healthcare and increasing national income. Levels of healthcare service render. Health, declared a fundamental human right, places a responsibility on the state for its citizens' well-being. Health is influenced by various factors beyond medical care, including food, housing, sanitation, and lifestyle. The term medical care is subset of a healthcare, emphasizing the broader spectrum of services aimed at promoting, maintaining, monitoring, or restoring health. Healthcare is a public right, and government must ensure equal access to health service for all citizens. Primary healthcare center. Let's understand what exactly primary healthcare center is all about. Primary healthcare center, or SCARE, is a functional level of individual, family, or community engagement with national health system. Rendered among the primary health centers, sub-centers, it address most health problems at the local level. The primary health centers, which are being located at the primary district levels or district rural health quarters, and there are sub-centers in the rural part of it, addressing to the specific amount of community. Multipurpose health workers, health guides, and trained DAIs plays crucial role in delivering primary health center. The classic example of multipurpose health workers and health guides or trained DAIs is ASHA workers, which are being promoted or incorporated in every rural district or every gram panchayat of the Indian rural village. Village health teams facilitate the culture community connections between rural population and organized health sector. Secondary health services. Secondary healthcare services involves dealing more with complex health issues, often requiring services provided by district hospitals or community health centers. So the people are channelized or probably are being directed directly by the district hospitals or community health centers to the secondary health centers to facilitate the healthcare. These facilities serve as the first referral level and usually offers a curated treatments for various medical and surgical aspects. District hospital commonly include such as general medicine, general surgery, obstetric, gynec, pediatric, orthopedic, ENT, ophthalmology and anesthesia. Patient referrals from primary health center to district hospital enable timely and specialized care. Tertiary healthcare centers. Tertiary healthcare centers represent more specialized level or secondary level care requiring specific facilities and expertise provided by regional or central level institutions like medical colleges and hospital. Example of this is Grand Medical College or JJ Hospital in Mumbai, and specialized institutions like Regional Institutes of Ophthalmology and Eye Banking in Egmore, Chennai. Tertiary care addresses complex medical conditions with involvement of specialized healthcare workers. Rehabilitation healthcare services. Rehabilitation healthcare services involves coordination of medical, social, educational, vocational institutions to measure and maximize the individual functional ability. The specialties include physical medicine, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, or audiology, psychology, education, social work, vocational guidance, everything. Rehabilitation focuses on reducing the impact of disabling conditions, enabling a social integration, and making an individual socially accepted in the community. This basically helps for people who are differently able to go and socialize among the community with a ease. Comprehensive rehabilitation encompasses medical, vocational, social, psychological aspects aiming to restore physical dignity, confidence, and social contribution. Let's understand how the evolution of the primary healthcare center began. In 1978, Amlata Conference introduced the concept of primary health. It aligns with the Bhor Committee vision in 1946 and has gained a global recognition. The Amlata Conference redefined healthcare and emphasized on holistic and community-oriented approach. The basic understanding of this conference was health for all, where people, WHO recognized this as a global strategy where health for all was proven as an essential component to be provided. Amlata defines primary healthcare center, essential healthcare made universally accessible. It emphasizes fully community participation and affordability. Universal access implies healthcare reaching out to all social and economic background status. Full community participation involves active involvement in planning and implementation and fostering a sense of ownership. There were some 8 points or 8 components in that Amlata outlined elements. Education on health issues, promotion of nutrition, safe water sanitization, maternal and child health, immunization, control of epidemic, treatment of common illness, provision of essential drugs. So, if you see, the ASHA workers' prime objective in reaching out to the community, all these health elements have been covered under that. This component actively addresses the preventive, curative, promotive aspect of healthcare. Diversification of the service ensures comprehensive approach catering to various needs of the health within the community. What exactly is the principle of primary healthcare center? Equitability distribution, prioritizing equal health distribution, overcoming urban and rural disparities. People do ensure that there are more facilities, more healthcare advancement in urban. Government is trying to develop strategies, develop some initiatives which would regularize urban and rural, which would standardize the urban and rural disparities, and these are being implemented across all the villages in India, ensuring that vulnerable and undeserved population receives adequate attention. People with below poverty line or people who are not able to access healthcare despite being under very severe conditions. Currently, they are being admitted or getting treatment across India free of cost through different schemes implemented by the government. Promote accessibility by establishing healthcare service in remote and marginalized area. Currently, right from Ladakh to Kanyakumari or from Guwahati to Mumbai, every loop and corner of India has been accessible in healthcare by government, in government schemes, in PHCs as well as CHCs. Address social economic determinants to bridge health gaps among diverse population segments. Community participation empowers community to actively engage in healthcare planning and implementation. Fosters a sense of responsibility, promoting sustainability and local relevance. Encourage community-driven health initiative and collaborate decision-making. Establish mechanism for ongoing dialogue between healthcare providers and local community. Intersectional coordination. This acknowledges the health service extend beyond the health sector. Involves collaboration with sectors like agriculture, education and industries like manufacturing industries, aims to create a holistic and well-rounded approach for community well-being. This also requires a strong political as well as effective coordination. Emphasizes on micro-planning to avoid duplication and optimizing the resource allocation. Achieving equity. Achieving equity is a cornerstone of primary healthcare. Prioritizing equal distribution of health service, overcoming urban-rural disparities, ensuring that vulnerable and undeserved population receives the adequate attention, shifts and the focus from the cities to rural areas for more equitable healthcare, tackles social injustice by rendering health resource more evenly. So, just an example of social injustice of redistributing the health resource more evenly is government has made it mandatory for all the medical students to have a rural as well as a urban posting compulsory. So, the urban population taking education in urban villages or urban towns are made compulsory to have a rural posting of their internship or their further studies compulsory, which has resulted into PSCs reoperating or reopening in some of the difficult villages, which are difficult accessible villages. Strives to make healthcare universal, accessible, irrespective of social economic factors. Community involvement. Basically, community involvement is a pivotal role for successfulness of the primary healthcare. Village health guides and trained DAIs plays a crucial role in India. India been properly governed earlier with the tradition of having Ayurveda acharyas or Vedic doctors been practicing all around India. There was a concept of DAIs and trained health guides to promote health awareness amongst the rural population. Model after the Chinese experience of community participation in health service involves a continuous efforts of securing meaningful community participation, maximizing the reliance on local resources such as manpower, money and material. This has promote a bottom-up approach, making healthcare acceptable and relevant. Technology and sustainability. Appropriate technology is key principle in primary healthcare. It involves using scientifically sound and locally acceptable technology. Morely emphasizing on the importance of technology being acceptable by the community. See, having a technology in place and people accepting the technology are two different aspects. Technology involvement, or probably technology getting empowered to the knowledge of the people, gets more reliability or probably ensures more sustainability among the people. This also aims to ensure technology can be maintained by the community itself. When the technology has been accepted by the community, community strives to ensure that it is maintained well to provide the services to all. This also focuses on avoiding the use of costly and inappropriate equipments and procedures. Represent a dynamic approach and shaping health by the people for all the ages. Workflow analysis and efficiency at its core. How exactly we could maintain the workflow analysis and efficiency at its core? In pursuit of high quality care, facilities prioritize efficiency through workflow analysis. Workflow analysis studies integrate patient care process from admission to discharge. It identifies the bottlenecks to streamline the processes and reduce the delays. Example, emergency department optimizes through digital pre-registration and triage protocols. Each hospital during mass casualty or during any casualties, multiple casualties, use a triage protocols to study which patient need is optimal and depending on the survival rate of the patient. This triage protocol is practiced in emergency department, whereas currently it has been utilized in all the departments of healthcare. The digitalization or pre-registration part of the patients are being classically used currently with the healthcare systems, integrated healthcare systems like HMIS, or having a monitoring system with internet facilities or pre-registration through some softwares, softwares API integration. Drastically reducing the waiting. This has actually brought in to reducing the waiting times and enhancing the patient satisfaction. This illustrates the impact of process improvements on seamless patient workflow. Process optimization. By process optimization, workflow analysis to achieve peak efficiency in healthcare is observed. Adaptation of electronic health records for streamline of data management is the classic example of it. EHR reduces the reluctant test, enhances the diagnostic accuracy, and improve communication among the healthcare providers. This has contributed to paperless healthcare environment, aiding to responsible resource management. It also highlights in transition of digital record keeping as the priority optimization strategy. Space planning, mastering the blueprint. Space planning is a critical aspect for the healthcare facility design and management. It involves strategically allocation and utilization of physical spaces for optimal function. Sympathetically, all the departments like operating rooms, patient wards require meticulous consideration. To explain it further, operating rooms in the hospitals are to be considered as the key earning factor for the hospital. They are the key earning factor for the hospitals, they are also critical or vulnerable for infections. This operating room has to be maintained and managed very properly. Whereas patient wards and OPDs are the departments which bring out the rolling revenue for the hospitals. Now, understanding the flow of patients and understanding the need of the hospital, these departments are being utilized in a specific way. Understanding the utilization of these particular rooms or probably wards gets us to strategize and plan out the space planning as well as the commercial financial planning of the hospital in a proper way. Extends to factors like window placements and ventilation system for energy efficiency. Factors like natural lighting, factors like proper ventilation systems, energy efficient ventilation systems, natural ventilation systems are being emphasized by the space planning and design management people across India, emphasizing the import of proper spacing planning, both functionally and for the energy consumptions are being taken into consideration. Most of the hospitals currently in India are now operating on the solar panels. Also, there has been a LEED or a natural lighting source accreditation, which has been under tremendous hype, with some of the hospitals actually implementing it in their ecosystem, like Medicare Hospital or for that purpose Apollo Hospitals. Facility layout. Facility layout significantly influences environmental impact through green building practices. Features like green roof enhances the insulations as well as mitigate the heat inside the effect. Sustainable materials and low walk paints contribute to environmental responsibility. Emphasize on local source construction materials and recycling initiative. Promotes LEED certification for adherence to rigorous sustainability standard. Most of the hospitals currently are been practicing on emphasizing on local construction material, local recycled products being used. Most of the hospitals are going ahead with paperless operating system. They're also influencing the hospitals to go through natural lighting. The luminous or the lux factor involved into the operation theater are being considered as the prime importance, and the lighting system are being changed to from old lighting system to AI integrated lighting system, where it would be monitored only with motion sensors. This has reduced a significant energy consumptions. People are going with EEG assessments to know how much carbon reductions has been conducted into the hospital. Infection control and guarding against the infection. This proves an important or a vital aspect in hospital in determining the quality aspect of the hospital. Infection control is crucial for patient and staff safety in healthcare facility. There's a proper ventilation. Proper ventilation minimizes the airborne pathogen spread, reducing in nosocomial infection. Whenever a hospital has a proper ventilating system, so HVAC and HVAC devices among the hospitals are gaining a lot more importance because of the ventilation inhibitions presence. NABH and JCI have actually put up some norms for ventilation systems to be incorporated inside the hospitals. Some 25 to 28 air changes are being required in a proper ICU as well as OT to have a proper ventilation system maintained inside the hospital. The incorporation of positive air pressure and negative air pressure inside the hospital are proving to be vital in case of infection control, and people are understanding the norms or probably conditions of using the air pressure as a factor to determine the flow of nosocomial infections, and understanding the effect of maintaining the pressures in ICU as well as in critical care departments. Emphasizing on the importance of infection control in healthcare facilities and highlighting the key strategies to safeguard against the infection diseases. Sustainability, a moral imperative. Sustainability is the moral imperative in healthcare facility design. Energy efficiency through lighting, HVAC, renewable source reduces the environmental impact. Comprehensive waste management strategies minimize the waste and promote recycling. Green building practices like green roofs contribute to sustainability. Water conservation measures and responsible usage of policies further support environmental responsibility. Thank you.